What's going on, Curiosity Builders? You're listening to Getting Work to Work. I'm Chris Martin, the host, and this is another episode of Freeform Fridays. And I've got something on my mind today. I've been thinking a lot since the last episode about documenting our wisdom. And the question that I asked was, how do you really go about that? And it's a really challenging question to answer. I don't know if you've been trying to answer it, but for me, it's really difficult. But I had a thought. After I finished up the episode and edited it and released it, I had a thought. What if documenting our wisdom is about connection? Connecting with ourselves and connecting with others. And so on one hand, I thought, what if documenting our wisdom is really about understanding who we are deep within and understanding how that connects with other people and who they are deep down inside? Because if wisdom is something deep and is something that is long-lasting and, you know, evergreen, you know, per se, then perhaps it's not something that's just surface level like our thoughts and our feelings. And so that's kind of where I was at. And it's in line with another area of reflection that I was having. Was I was talking with a friend and we were just talking about how the year ended really well for me in terms of my business. And they wanted to know what changed, what was the difference. And as I was really reflecting, the change and the difference was in how I approach networking. Because in the past, I kind of approached it as, well, I got to get business, and so I need to learn how to ask for what I want, and all of these high-pressure things that we put on relationship building. And I wasn't really looking at networking as building relationships as much as getting what I need, getting a job, or getting the things that I need to do in order to pay bills, and all of these things. But somewhere around the last year, I switched the focus to just building relationships, not to get anything from it other than to meet new people. And that has shifted because without that pressure, it allowed me to have some time in order to just listen and to ask questions and to meet people that I otherwise wouldn't have met. And so when you are thinking about networking, I think this might be a form of documenting your wisdom, is that who are the relationships that you're building with? What does that relationship look like? Are you trying to get something from it, or is it really because you're curious about the other person? Makes me think of Ron Howard's book, not Ron Howard. He's the producer for Ron Howard, Brian Grazer. Brian Grazer wrote a book called The Curious Mind, and in that book, he talks about curiosity conversations, and every day he has a conversation with someone he doesn't know who he wants to learn about what they do. And I think that's brilliant because one of the things that we need in this world is more empathy, and the only way that you can have more empathy is to talk to people that you either know nothing about or maybe you have some sort of judgment about, so that you can suspend the judgment and just learn who these people are. And I think as you do that, as you have curiosity conversations, you can then have curiosity conversations with yourself. And that to me is powerful. When you can have that moment with yourself going, wow, I didn't know that I was thinking that, or that I had this thought, or that this is why I was approaching the type of work that I was doing. It becomes very powerful when it becomes less about what you can get and more about what you learn about yourself and others. As I think about curiosity conversations, I'm definitely thinking about 2020. Definitely thinking about how can I have more meaningful conversations with people, more meaningful conversations with maybe people that I've never met before or people that I've been in touch with in the past. When you can just have a conversation without worrying about where it's going to go, there is so much potential for humanity. And that's kind of the theme that I'm thinking about for the new year and the new decade is, how can I be more human? How can I have real, deep, lasting conversations with friends and acquaintances so that my work becomes something more than just flash in the pan, you know, here today, gone tomorrow work. I want something that's going to last. And as I talk with people, that's really the conversation that we're having. We are having deep, meaningful conversations about stuff that we want to last a long time. What is the living legacy that your work will leave? And that's really the deep question of the day, especially when work that is created digitally is really not really meant to last. How can it last? So as you reflect, as you spend time with family, or as maybe you spend time avoiding family over the next week or two, I hope that you'll spend some time connecting with yourself, but also connecting with others so that you can maybe understand on a deeper level what it means to connect to your wisdom. What is that wisdom deep within that you can then bring to your work? Because it really is powerful to be able to bring who you are to the work that you do. For many years, I didn't want to bring myself to the work that I did. I thought that I had to wear a mask. I thought that I had to shove apart the things that I was interested in. But that's not the case. The people that connect with me now that want to work with me want to work with me. They want to work with the things that I'm interested in. They want me to show up and bring my expertise and bring my wisdom. And I'm going to say that it's the same for you. If it's a great client relationship, they don't want just a cookie cutter version of someone else that maybe you're pretending to be. They want you. This is all connected to documenting wisdom because it is such a deep, challenging question to answer. And as you explore the new year, as you explore the new decade, you have an opportunity to do things differently. And you have an opportunity to connect with people in a fresh, new way that has power for you and for them. And that's definitely something that I'm learning about myself. I'm learning about others. And it makes me think of something that I heard recently in a masterclass with Werner Herzog. He wants to make films, especially back in the day, that allowed people to trust their eyes. When we have relationships with people, it's not just about trusting our eyes, but trusting in the fact that we can trust the other person. That we can trust that they're not going to take advantage of us, or that it's just some transactional requirement to satisfy a checklist box that says networking. So trust your eyes, trust your intuition, connect with people, have those curiosity conversations, and never stop documenting your wisdom. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.